Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Amen, amen. Take me to the King, Lord. That's one of my favorite songs. I tell you, God has given this woman a gift, and she's anointed to sing that song. Take me to the King. Ah, she said, I don't have much to bring. Hallelujah. How many feel like that today? You don't have much to bring. In our little minds, we don't have much to bring. Hey, but she said, take me to the King. She said, I'm bringing my offering. Hallelujah. I'm giving my life unto you, Lord God. Hey, one verse says she was all churched out. Hallelujah. Confused, don't know where to go. Ah, but I bless the Lord today. I thank him for being a savior. I thank him for being a leader. I thank him for being a God. I thank him for being a savior that we can always look to. Somebody that we can always depend on. Somebody that we don't have to worry about running out on us, reneging on his promises. Ah, glory to God. Somebody that we know when he speak a word, it's going to come alive. Ah, when God speak a word, you can take it to the bank. Ah, you can take it to the cleaners. You can stand before queens. You can stand before kings because he is a God that will always honor his word. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. I thank him for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Sometimes we take life for granted. Woo, but tell a man, say, take me to the King. Somebody's going to see the King today. Somebody have left here today. Somebody slept right on out of here. Then somebody else might have been murdered. Somebody else may have committed suicide. Somebody else may have left because of a deadly disease. I'm telling you today, if you have life in your body, if the blood is running yet warm in your veins, you better find you a praise. You better try to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank him for your life. Thank him for your health. Thank him for your strength. Thank him for a sound mind. Thank him for keeping your family. Thank him for the blood being applied to your life. Woo, God, I bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I went yesterday to a memorial service for my dear friend, Brother Michael Lewis, Minister Mike. He lost his mother last week, and they just had a memorial service. She lived to be 81 years old, 36 grandchildren, and about 42 great-grands. Hallelujah. And those kids got up there, those young people got up there, and they told stories about how funny their grandmother was and how she would get serious with them and how she would whip them and chastise them. And, you know, it was just a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. So we all have to leave here. We're going to leave here one way or the other, by the undertaker or the overtaker. Hallelujah. But we got to get out of here, people of God. So that's why it behooves us to try to get it right in this life. Try to get it right. Because when you take your last breath, ain't no getting it right. It's over with. So I'm telling you all today, any little ill feelings you might have towards your sister, your brother, naturally and spiritually, get it right. Get it right. Today ain't, but tomorrow ain't promised to you. Hallelujah. But we want to once again welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Benoit, and truly I thank God for each and every one of you that call in daily and listen to this wonderful broadcast. No goodness of my own, but it's only because of the goodness of Jesus Christ that he allow us, he privileged us to be on this broadcast live every day at the 1 o'clock hour in California. And that might be 3 p.m. in the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 4 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time. It is a privilege. I was just sitting here with Sister Ruby, and we thank God for Sister Ruby allowing us to be in our home for the past couple of weeks, hosting this broadcast. I thank God for her and even training her how to pull up this switchboard. Mother Richard was our speaker yesterday, and Sister Ruby carried the whole show and did an excellent job. So excellent to some of them call and say, well, what happened to the broadcast? Honey, the Lord has spoken and signed on off. Hallelujah. You know what? That's how Jesus says he's coming. He said, I'm coming when you think not. So I tell y'all, call in early. If you want to get a word, call in early. Because after the Lord has spoken, we're going to get on off the air. Yeah, glory to God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. Truly, it is an honor and it is a privilege when God has given you an assignment. When you have been given an assignment to preach and teach this gospel, it's a privilege. It's an honor. And guess what? You should be thankful. You should be thankful when God give you an opportunity to tell somebody about his goodness. You can't tell nobody about God's goodness if you've never experienced it. If he haven't been good to you, how you gonna relate that to somebody else? You can't do it, people of God. So anyway, we just bless the Lord for you. Once again, by way of announcements, we want you to tune in tomorrow for Prophet Michael Davis. You know he is excellent. He is anointed. This man of God, God always give him a word for the people. So he will be with us on tomorrow. Tomorrow is usually our provoked Fridays, but Pastor Hamilton may be with us tomorrow, but we have Prophet Michael Davis out of Oakland, California. He will be ministering tomorrow. And our destiny focus for this week is favor with God is better. How many out there today know that favor with God is better? Glory to God. I'd rather have God's favor any day than to have man's favor. Because, man, you can't depend on man. They will forsake you. If you are doing something pleasing to them, honey, they might walk out on you at any time. Oh, but when you put your hand in the hand of the master, when you put your hand in the man that'll never fail, when you put your hand in the hand of a man that can't lie, hallelujah, you in good hands. Amen, amen. So we thank God for you all on today. Truly, it is a blessing. And I don't say that lightly. It is a blessing to be called a child of God. It is a blessing to be a part of a royal family, a royal priesthood. It is a blessing to be an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You know God loves his people. God loves us, people of God. Hallelujah. And even those that have not came into the fullness of what God is requiring of us, he loved them also, because he said all souls are his. The soul that's sinning belong to him, and the soul that's living holy belong to the Lord. He said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. Sometimes we look, you know, David, King David said, when he looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, my foot almost slipped. He saw how God was blessing these people with these things, you know, some of the tangible things. That's how we gauge one another's success, by these tangible things. If you don't have a beautiful home and a beautiful car and beautiful clothes, you know you're nobody. But God don't gauge us like that. And I'm so glad he don't gauge us like that. God gauge us on the intents of our heart. God look at the heart. He judge us on the intents of our heart. What is your motive behind what you're doing? What is your intent? Are you out to deceive me? Are you out to defraud me? Are you out to make mockery of me? That's how God gauges things. Remember, over in Isaiah, he said, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. Then he said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than yours, and my ways are higher than yours. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for him. We bless the Lord. We just want to, again, make this announcement. I'm excited, and I'm going to keep on talking about it. I can't stop talking about it because it's a vision that God has given me. And when you see the vision come to pass, and you know God has given it to you, hey, you get excited, and you can jump and shout and holler all by yourself. You don't need no help. When God does something for you and God has made promises to us, and then you see those promises become alive when they are manifested, hey, you get excited about that thing. Amen. So I'm excited about this citywide crusade, and I want you all to block and lock those dates, September the 5th and the 7th, on your calendar. We're going to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're leaving the West Coast for the East Coast. Hallelujah. I asked the Lord why. I can't even understand it myself. I said, we could have done something right here in my own backyard. But the Lord said, we're going here. And I said, okay, Lord. When the Lord speaks, we have to answer. Hallelujah. We not only have to answer, we have to move. The songwriter said, when the Lord get ready, you got to what? You got to move. Amen, amen. I see First Lady, a lady, Carol Stafford, on the line today, and I don't know if she's available, but we gonna wing this thing today, okay? We don't have any scheduled speaker today, so we're going to wing it. We're talking about the favor. Favor with God is better. Amen. So I don't know if she's in a position where she's at a keyboard, but I would like her to just render us a worship song, sing a song of praise to the Lord. You know, when God has done something for you, people, glory, when God has done something for you, amen. The song says he's done so much. Hallelujah. I just can't tell it all. Hallelujah. And he's done so much that I just can't keep it to myself. You got to share this news. This is the good news. The good news is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's all we should be sharing. That's all we should be happy about. That's all we should be passionate about. The good news, the good news. So, Evangelist Carol, hallelujah, you're live. You're in a place where you can render a song for us today.
Bless the Lord, giving honor to the Most High God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of my life. I tell you, yes, I can render a song. But y'all just pray for my grandbaby son, to calm down. He wants to play with me. But I just thank the Lord for what he's doing on your line, you know, because God is calling for this in these last and evil days. And the song that comes to my mind is, I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heartiest thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth full of praise. I will bless thee, O Lord. 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 The heart of thanksgiving. God. Back into your hands, evangelist.
Amen, amen. You could have went a little bit farther. Ah, that's a beautiful song. I will bless thee, O Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Well, maybe you can come on back a little bit into the segment, Lady Carol. Thank God for that song.
God,
I tell you truly, God has given gifts unto men. Amen, amen. But we're talking about, and I'm going to open up the lines in a little bit, and we want you all to give us a little something. We're talking about favor with God is better. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at divine favor. Divine favor. And as I want you all to just look briefly at the scripture, Psalm 5. Psalm number 5, verse 12. And let's see what it says. Amen. Oh, Lord, I bless you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm chapter 5, verse 12 says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Listen at this. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as a shield. Hallelujah. God will bless the righteous. And God's favor will surpass. What does that word mean? It means it'll surround him as with a shield. And what does a shield do? A shield protects. A shield covers you, and that's what this favor is going to do for us today. It's going to surround us. It's going to surpass us. It's going to cover us. Hallelujah. Favor with God is better. Ah, if you are born again child of God, this scripture is talking about you. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that because of Jesus' sacrifice, we have been made the righteousness of God in him. So because of Jesus' sacrifice, we have favor with God. Through the blood of Jesus, we have been made right with God. The barrier and separation that once existed because of sin, it was done away with because of Jesus. So when the Bible declares that the Lord will bless the righteous with favor, what is he talking about? The Bible declares he's going to bless the righteous with favor, and that favor means you, and that favor means me. Because we are children of the Most High God. Now, let's define that word favor. I spoke on Wednesday, Monday, open up talking about the favor with God. And I gave you all a testimony. Some of you all that's on the line today didn't hear the testimony on Monday. But I gave a testimony how God bless you. Prophet Michael Davis was on the line on Monday, and he began to tell us about when God bless you, you'll suffer no loss. And I begin to tell y'all how God paid the call for me and gave me my down payment back. Hallelujah. And I was able to put that money back in places that I never thought of. Hallelujah, because God allowed it to happen. Why? Because of favor. Favor. What is favor, Sister Benoit? Well, Webster Dictionary, the definition of favor says friendly or kind regard. Also, it says goodwill. It says unfair partiality. I like that. Unfair. Hallelujah. How many of you think sometimes people do you certain things and you say, oh, that's so unfair. That's so cruel. Hallelujah. But favor from God, it's unfair to some. It's unfair to some, but it's fair to God. Because who can question it? Who can question God about whom he chose to show favor to? Hallelujah. You know why God shows favor to his people? He shows favor to his people because of them activating their faith. As I said earlier this week, faith activates favor in your life. How am I going to activate faith, the favor? Well, for one, you got to believe God. After you have made your petition and your request known to God, then you have to do something. So when you pray, you say, Lord, I have a need. I need thus and thus. Hallelujah. And you begin to tell God, I'm trusting you for this, God. Because you told me in your word, see, you have to give God his word back. You told me in your word to ask and I shall receive. You told me in your word to seek, and I shall find. You told me in your word to knock, and the door shall be open. Okay, so I'm telling you, Lord, I have a need. I'm asking you to supply that need. Okay, now after you have prayed and you have asked the Lord and made your petition known, then God is expecting you to go out. Hallelujah. And everything that you asked him for, everything that you petitioned him for, it will be granted. Now, how's it going to be granted, Lady Carol? How's it going to be granted? Because of your, by your obedience. By your obedience. Now, let me tell you, just because you asked God, that doesn't mean he has to answer. God has to answer, and he's obligated to you when you have done his will, when you have been obedient to his commandment, when you have lived holy, righteously before him. Now, then we may question, well, what about that scripture? Where he says, find that scripture for me, sister, where he says, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. And he also said, he'll bless those that believe him. See, he'll bless those that are believers. Hallelujah. Those that are worshipers. God moves because of our faith. Remember also, the Bible says, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, hallelujah, mustard seed faith will give you favor. Hallelujah. Mustard seed faith produces favor in your life. Many times we don't get the results because we're not willing to go through the process. We're not willing to meet the requirements. We're not willing to push back our plate. We're not willing to forgive our brothers and our sisters. We're not willing to love our neighbors as ourselves. We're not willing to say, Lord, forgive me. We're not willing to repent before God. We're not willing to testify among the saints. That's why we don't get the results. That's why God doesn't move on our behalf. But let me share with you all today. God, I'm being led of God today. Let's turn to Daniel. Woo, let me tell you, God honor his word. God honor his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will honor his word. Turn to Daniel. We're going to turn to Daniel. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hey, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Turn to chapter 2 in the book of Daniel. I'm trying to show you all something. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to show you how to activate your faith, because once your faith is activated, then God will grant you favor. But you can't get favor if you don't exercise faith. Faith activates favor. That's the subtopic of this destiny focus this week. Faith activates favor. Hiya no Moshiach. And you saying, how is that? You know, when God has proven himself to you, when he has done something miraculous in your life, that increases your faith. When he told me to go out there and get a car and then look like the thing was turning around on me, I went back to the drawing board. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, God will give you provision for your vision. And I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, wait a minute. I said, you told me to go out here and get this car. I wasn't ready to get no car. I didn't even have no money. But I said, you told me to go. Hallelujah. And do you know, 2 weeks later, the Lord began to talk to one of my supporters. Hallelujah. And guess what? When the Lord finished talking with them, they said, we're going on out there. Hallelujah. And they paid it off in full. The whole dime to the dealership. The whole dime to the finance company. Hallelujah. Why? Because I went back to the drawing board and I said, you told me to go get it. Hallelujah. And the only way I know you said it, you got to make it right. And God made that thing right. And the little money that I had put up for a down payment, God gave it back. Prophet David said the other day, hallelujah, when God give you favor, hey, guess what? You won't suffer no loss. Did not suffer any loss. So I'm telling you, faith will activate favor in your life. Oh, let's go to chapter 2. Y'all better leave me alone today. I know. See, I've tried this thing. I've tried God for myself. I have proven God for myself. I have tested him. Hallelujah. I have made God active. See, you can make God act on your behalf. Oh, yes, you can. How you going to do that, Evangelist Bernard? Easy. By living right. By obeying his commandments, by loving your neighbor as yourself, by thinking on the things of others more highly than you do yourself, by forgiving one another, by love, loving in spite of. You got to love in spite of. Hallelujah. It said, hey, we living in the dispensation of grace. Once it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But God ain't requiring that anymore. But he's still requiring you to live holy. He's still requiring you to live right. God is sick of us playing church. He's sick of us saying one thing out of one mouth. Hallelujah. And then when you look, we live in something else. You got to let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. He said, prove me. That's what the Lord said, prove me. If I wouldn't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, let me show you something about favor today. Faith activates favor. Favor with God is better. My cousins, I got some cousins. They're in a gospel group called the Singletons. That's my cousin. That's in my bloodline. And their first CD, well, their second CD, they had a song on there saying, his love is better than that. And then they begin to talk about eating collard greens and eating all these fine food. But then they say, his love, God's love is better than that. I'm here to tell you, God's love is better than a car. God's love is better than a house. God's love is better than money. Because if you have favor with God, he said, I'll supply your needs. Hallelujah. He said, I'll give you anything that you ask of me. Didn't he give Solomon wisdom? Hallelujah. And beyond that, he gave him riches. He gave him understanding. Hallelujah. Gave him knowledge. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? But let me get to this story, because this is what the Lord is trying to say today. Chapter 2 in the book of Daniel. It says, and in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled. See, God will trouble your spirit. Hallelujah. To bless somebody else. It says his spirit was troubled, and his sleep break from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians. Look at this. And the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. How many know that the Lord will withhold it from the king? He'll withhold it from the king and bless his children. The magicians and the astrologers, the witches and the warlocks, they couldn't reveal that dream because they didn't have favor. They were of the devil. Hallelujah. But when you're of God, woo, the Lord said this today. And the king said unto them, listen at this. The king is telling them, hallelujah, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, all king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. See? Oh, I tell you, favor with God is better. They needed the king to tell them the dream. Hallelujah. But Daniel didn't need that, because God already had Daniel waiting in the wings. Oh, God, I bless you. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. What are you saying, king? What I dreamt have left me. I can't even remember the dream. Oh, you better watch God. Hallelujah. And he said, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces. What is the king saying? You astrologers, you witches, you warlocks, don't tell me this dream. And guess what? I'm going to have y'all head. I'm going to kill all of y'all. Hallelujah. And he said, in your houses shall be made as a dunghill. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to kill everybody in your family. I'm wiping all y'all out because I need somebody to reveal to me this dream. Oh, but listen at verse 6. It said, but if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Listen at this, king. If you could tell me what I dreamt, I'm going to give you some gifts and some rewards and great honor. Therefore, he said, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Ah, God, I bless you. I bless you. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream. Ah, God, I'm a Messiah. Ah, Lord, have mercy. Now, she know I'm on my broadcast, but that's all right. God bless you. Uh-huh. Therefore, show me the dream. He said, verse 7, they answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know certainly that ye would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. Hallelujah. So they're trying to floss the king, because they're waiting on some more time. They want more time where they can consult with one another. Oh, but let me tell you, when you don't have favor with God, you can't consult with nobody. Ain't no witches and no warlocks going to reveal to you or give you favor with God. Ah, you got to live this thing, baby. Ah, yes, Lord. Uh-huh. But verse 9 says, but if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. He said, I already got a decree for you if you don't tell me about this dream. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. See, he's saying y'all going to be lying to me because y'all trying to battle for some time. Oh, God, I bless you today. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Okay, then the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Now listen at these witches and warlocks. They're telling the king, ain't no man. I'm not using proper grammar, y'all forgive me, but there ain't no man. There is no man. There's no man on the face of the earth, that's what they said, that can tell the king this matter. Hallelujah. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that acts such a thing as any magician. So they're telling the king, you hard, you dirty, you low down, you mean, you cruel. Why are you going to ask us to do something that it's impossible to do? Oh, but I'm going to show you what they will do. Huh? God told us to go ahead and dance us to remove. Favor with God. Ah, Lord, help me today. This is God. I didn't have nothing. Did I hit your legs, Sister Ruby? Hallelujah. But the Lord said, take him to Daniel. Take him to Daniel, because God wants us to know that, guess what? If you won't have favor with God, you won't have favor with man. Because favor comes from God. And it says, verse 11, and it is a rare thing that the king required, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods. Now they're going to the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. I hope y'all have your Bibles. Well, you know, I'm just not talking. I'm reading the scripture. Mm-hmm. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Now, verse 14 said, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty? Why is this so cruel? Why is this so hard from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Now look at God. This is when God stepped on the scene. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time. So Daniel wasn't trying to get time to deceive or to lie or to make mockery of God. Daniel asked for time because guess what? Daniel wanted to do what he always do, and that is take it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Daniel wanted time to have a little talk with God. Hallelujah. Daniel wanted time to go in before the Lord and sackcloth and ashes and call on him till he revealed that dream. Woo! Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I bless you today. Oh, so Daniel said that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house, look at this, and made the thing known to his friends, Sister Ruby, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Those are the three Hebrew boys, hallelujah, that they threw in the fiery furnace. That was Daniel's friends. Daniel went to them and told them, we got to fast. We got to see God. We need an answer. Because then look at God. Look, this is just how Christians are. This is how people do that love the Lord. Hallelujah. Daniel didn't want the witches and the warlocks to be killed. Now tell me that ain't God. Tell me Daniel didn't have the Spirit of God on him. He was trying to spare these people lives because the king was going to kill them all. Not one of them was going to live, not even their children. Their whole household was going to be annihilated. God, I bless you today. Then, all right, verse 18, I'm at. Chapter 2, we had verse 18, that they would desire mercy. Let's go back to 17. He said, Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies. Mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And you got to remember this, people. Daniel and his friends were considered wise men also. So if they had to kill all the witches and the warlocks and the magicians and the astrologers and the wise men, Daniel and his friends would have been killed too. Hallelujah. Remind me of Queen Esther. Woo, you better watch God. Hallelujah. Daniel answered and said, let's go back to verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. I'm talking about favor today. We're still talking about favor with God. See, God gave Daniel and his friends favor with him. Hallelujah. Why? Because they loved the Lord. Why? Because they refused to eat the king's meat. Why? Because Daniel refused to stop praying to his God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Daniel said, throw me in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Because my Lord and my Savior, the one that I pray to 3 and 4 times a day, he's going to deliver me. But we're talking about favor today, God. Jesus. Daniel answered and said, bless the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom, listen at Daniel. Daniel said, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee, Daniel saying, I thank you, and I praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Look at God. God honors faith, and faith activates favor in your life. Woo! I'm not going any further. Hallelujah. Read the story for yourself. God granted Daniel favor, and Daniel was able to reveal to the king the dream that the king had. Now, the king had to receive it because guess what? He knew nobody could have revealed that to Daniel but God. But let me tell you, people, after God gives you favor, as he gave to Daniel, God also gave favor to King Nebuchadnezzar. Even when he erected an idol, even when he stood up on the balcony, and he said, look at great Babylon that I built. God still granted King Nebuchadnezzar favor. And you said, how did he do that? How? Because guess what? When his heart gotten proud and lifted up, the Lord took the kingdom from him and set them out in the field with the beasts. For 7 years, the Bible says, King Nebuchadnezzar, and that's the spirit we have in the land today. That's why favor is not at our house. Because we get proud, we get arrogant, we get lifted up, we start looking down on our brothers and our sisters, because they're driving a Pinto, and you in a Rolls, and you in a fine house, and they may not even be able to pay their rent. Hallelujah. And you getting proud and walking around. Oh, look what God done did for me. The devil is a lie. The same God, Daniel said, gives you might and give you power. That's the same God that'll cause you to be elevated and he'll cause you to be demoted. All in the matter of a day. Hey, he can take you from the pit to the palace. God can take you, hallelujah, from the whole house to the hope house. God is a God that'll never fail. He's a God that'll never repent. Hallelujah, he's a God that can't lie. Favor, favor, favor with God. I say favor with God is better today. And King Nebuchadnezzar, hallelujah, he said, look at great Babylon that I've built. We told y'all last week about Solomon. Hallelujah, how he had maid servants and men servants. How he had pools. How he had riches. He had cattle. He had concubines. He had it all. But he said after he summed it all up, he said, all of this is vanity. All of this is vanity. What are you serving God today? What are you serving God for today? Hallelujah. Is it for a house? Is it for a car? Hallelujah. Is it for popularity? Is it for fame? What are you serving him for? Is it for the fishes and the loaves? You have to serve God with a pure heart. You have to be sincere in your service to God. You can't be envious of your brothers and sisters. You can't be jealous when God blessing or elevating, promote others. Hallelujah. You got to rejoice with people when God bless them. But we won't rejoice with nobody. Oh, but when the Lord throw us a fish or two, hallelujah, then we get proud. We get proud. But today the Lord is telling you, favor with God is better. Activate your faith. Hallelujah. Activate your faith. Because faith is going to activate favor in your life. Humble yourself. Come on down, hallelujah, come on down and live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Come on down and go to your mother, go to your sister, your brother, hallelujah, and ask them for forgiveness. And then you forgive those that you're holding something in your heart against. When you do that, God is going to release favor in your life. But he won't release the favor as long as we're holding on to things. We got to let it go. It's easily said than done. Hallelujah, but it's not. I had some things in my heart, and I was walking around like, oh, well, I ain't did them. Thank you. Hey, but then the Lord dealt with me. And the Lord said, if you don't get this thing right, he said, I want you to get it all for you. Because he said, I'm trying to do something for you. Don't worry about them other folks. He said, I got something for them. He said, but I'm trying to free you. And when I did what God instructed me to do, he said, instant turnaround. And I tell you, from September to now, it's May. God been doing some great things in my life. And I ain't talking about no tangible things. I'm talking about spiritually. God is elevating. Hallelujah. I'm talking about naturally, physically, emotionally. God is doing something. Hallelujah. Because guess what? when you have done the will of God, you need a patience to wait. Over in Isaiah 40 and 31, it said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they should walk and not faint. Ah, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. The Lord said, he'll give you provision for your vision. Hallelujah. We don't know how this city crusade is going to come. Hallelujah. Even though that I got working down in the Carolinas, they haven't been following up. Oh, but guess what? The Lord has put somebody else in your place that will follow up and get the job done. Because God told me to do this. This ain't something I just conjured up in my own mind. The Lord said do it. And you know why? You know when God tells you to do something, he'll confirm it. He had a pastor that I've been friends with, didn't even know they was pastoring, an elder, down in Birmingham, Alabama. And guess what? He confirmed that it was God. Because guess what? He said, we need you here. Hey! Don't tell me God won't give you favor. Don't tell me God won't honor his word. Woo! Glory to God. Let me stop. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to share with y'all today that God will do everything that he promised you he'll do. But you have to do something. Hallelujah. You have to be faithful. You have to love. You have to sacrifice. Hallelujah. You have to be obedient. Hallelujah. And I ain't lifting myself up today. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Because if it had not been, Psalm 124 says, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side? If it had not been for the Lord 14 years ago, that was on my side, where would I be today? If it had not been for God's favor all my life, I could have been consumed. Hallelujah. I could have been in prison. Could have been a crackhead, drug addict. Ooh, could have been prostituting out on the street. Could have been homeless in a shelter. Could have been in a sane asylum. Hallelujah. Oh, but God. Tell me favor won't do it for you. Favor take you, and favor will turn your life around. Favor will give you a new mind in Christ Jesus. Favor will cause you to humble yourself. Favor will cause you to ask for forgiveness. Favor will cause you to repent. Favor will cause you to push back that plate. Favor will cause you to have a fresh encounter with God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I have only spoken what you have given me today. And when the Lord is through speaking, I'm done too. I'm done. Hallelujah. Open up the line, Sister Ruby. Hey, you know, Moshaya! Read that story. Go back. And Sister Ruby is a witness. I said, we're going to wing it today. I don't have a speaker. But I prayed and I said, Lord, give us something to give to the people today. Because God wants the glory. God wants the glory. God wants the glory. Our lesson last week was, there will be glory after death. Hallelujah. After God has granted you favor. Hallelujah. He's going to get some glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God's going to get glory out of your life. Amen. Amen. We're going to start at the top. Go ahead on, Sister Sister Cammie. God bless you. Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Thank you for that word. Yes, 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 yes. Ooh, I do believe that favor is upon us all right now. Yes, I do believe, and I thank you, God, every day for favor, and I thank you, God, every day for you. And, again, like I said, I'm just grateful for every time I get on here, you have a message I feel that's directly for me. So thank you for that.
Glory. Favor, favor, favor with God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, Dawn. Oh, you're the most shot. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Jesus. Dawn, God bless you. Yeah, thank you, Sister Cammy. Hallelujah.
You.
God ain't through with us yet. People of God, we got to hold on.
Amen.
We got to call those things that's not as though they are. Hallelujah. I don't care if they put an eviction notice on your door. I don't care if they tell you you got to get out in an hour. God can work in 60 seconds when nobody can work in 60 minutes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's when our faith is going to activate favor in our life and God with God. Our faith activates favor with God. Y'all don't believe it, but I'm telling you, Dawn, God bless you, Sister Cam, and going to Sister Dawn, and then Sister Patrice, then the Mother Taylor, then the Sister T. Sister Dawn, that's my sister. All right, she might be at work and can't say anything. Sister Patrice, God bless you. All right, Mother Taylor. Is that Mother Taylor?
Can you hear me?
Amen. Mother Taylor?
Can you hear me?
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Mother.
Okay, God bless you, too. First, giving honor to God, to everyone on the line. I thank the Lord for your message on today. I thank God for his favor all the time. I've been through a lot of things, and people have been there and, you know, done things for me that I didn't even know, you know, would happen. So I just, you know, continue to pray for me. I just thanking him so much, and bless everyone.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. Faith activates favor. God bless you. Hallelujah. We going to Sister T.
Good afternoon, Evangelist. I thank you for that word. Favor really is a good thing. I just thank God for his favor right now, that he has me in so much peace, that he's giving me the answers that I need. I just thank God, because when I come on this line, there's always a rhema word from God. And I thank you, Evangelist. And that's why God is blessing you in this ministry, because you are doing the will of God. I love you.
Glory to God.
I thank you for all your prayers. And I thank you for all your love over the years. So I just pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that he calls me to be.
Ah, glory. Thank you, Sister T. Hang on in there. He ain't through with you yet. Hallelujah. Hayarobosaya. I see a 985 number. I don't know if this is Sister Kim. I haven't seen her this week. Is this Sister Kim? 985?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Oh, my God. God bless everyone that's on
miss
the line.
You.
God for his favor in me.
God bless you. We miss you.
I know. I've been working hard, and it was hard to get on the line and try to stay on it, and I didn't want to get on it and miss half of it, so I wouldn't get on, and I've been thinking about you and praying and hoping everything is well with you as well.
All right. Well, long as you're thinking about me, I know, God, anytime you think about somebody, you will pray for them. So,
yes, ma'am.
We'll start.
So, I thank God I was off today, and I was able to get on from the beginning to the end of it. So I thank God for it. It was a blessing.
All right. Well, you caught some of the testimonies. You missed on Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Y'all better go back into the archives. Because I ain't going to keep on. Well, I have to tell the story as much as God allowed me to.
I do.
Always,
I stay on there.
God always sent his word.
Amen.
Somebody. He said,
Amen.
My word will not go out and return unto me void.
Amen.
You know, even folks that don't like you, even
mm-hmm.
folks that don't want to hear you,
Amen.
God's word is going to accomplish that which he sent it to do.
Amen.
Now, you can believe that one way or the other.
Yes,
so God
sir.
Bless you. So good to see you, Sister Kim. Just love
yep.
her. She lives down in Louisiana, and I can't wait to go down there and visit too. We coming to Louisiana.
Amen. I'm waiting too.
Citywide Crusade is going to travel. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I just see it traveling to places where God is going to just bless. I'm looking
Amen.
For God to do something awesome in
Amen.
In these Citywide Crusades. I'm excited, and we're looking for some sponsors, y'all. We don't beg, but we ask, because we're doing what the scripture says. He said, ask, and you shall receive. So
Amen.
We're looking for some sponsors to sponsor these crusades, and I tell you, I'm looking for some great things to happen. I'm looking for some families to come back together. I don't like to say men, because when you use the word men, you know, you're mending something together, and something can happen that'll cause that thing to ravel again. So I don't like that. I like to say God is going to bring it together.
Amen.
And anything God brings together, I don't like, even, you know, sometimes we'll say, oh, God, anything broken, God going to fix it. Well, no, I don't want God to fix it. I want it to be healed in Jesus' name. I want it to be made whole, complete, where I never have to worry about it being broke again. Because anything
Amen.
Broken can be fixed, and anything fixed can be broken again.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we just bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Kim. We
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Thank you. Love you,
sister. Amen. Amen. We're going to, that's Sister Albertine. God bless you. Is that Sister Albertine? No.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, praise the Lord, Prophetess Bernard, and praise the Lord to everybody that's on today. How are you? I've missed you for the last couple of days.
Yes.
And it's good to hear your voice.
Amen. It's good to see you on the line today.
Yes. And also, I just want to tell you that God spoke in my spirit, and he told me to tell you to get ready for homecoming.
Woo!
And he also wants you to know that you will be debt-free, no bills. And because of your faithfulness, because of your kingdom that you're building and so many lives you have touched, there's going to be so many testimonies that come forth, you'll see, through your ministry. And he also told me to tell you that your sister is coming home. So be ready for a homecoming. He's coming home. It's something with the DA or something with her paperwork, something that they did wrong. Your sister's going to come home.
Amen.
So just look forward to your and pray on it. I want you to fast on it and believe it, because God told me to tell you that. That ain't from me. That's from God. But you will live debt free. And because
Amen.
Of their faithfulness to this ministry and the things you have, the way you have blessed us and prayed for us, it will not go undone. It will not go undone.
Get almost shy.
Glory be to God.
God bless you and thank you for all you have. Literally, this ministry has saved my life, literally. And I thank God for you. And when this thing happens, you'll see soon. You'll see what we're going to sow back into your ministry. You'll see.
Oh, Jesus.
You'll see. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet.
Thank
it has just
Lord.
Begun. And God bless you. God bless all the ministers. God bless all the prophets, all the listeners. And it's going to grow like wildfire.
Oh,
it ain't over yet. You'll see. And I'm going to continue to pray for you. I'm going to continue to sow seeds for your ministry. I'm going to continue to pray for all who listens and all that hears, that God just continue to move in their lives and bless them. And I thank you. God says because of your obedience, he's going to bless you as far further than the eyes can see. He's going to bless your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you, prophetess, and keep up the outstanding work. And thank you for being obedient to God's word.
You know what?
God
I know.
Bless you.
Thank you, Sister Albertine. I tell you, I was just sitting here with Sister Ruby, and we were just going over the radio broadcast and the dates and the speakers that have come on this broadcast. This is the 17th month. And God has been faithful. We have been faithful. We have never canceled a broadcast. We have never made no excuses. When the 1 o'clock hour comes, we're on this switchboard ready to do ministry. And I tell you, we were looking at the stats. Sister Ruby is right here. I'm in her home. And we looked at 46,000, over 46,000 listeners. Am I correct, Sister Ruby?
Amen.
In 17 months, no days or even holidays. I remember a New Year's Day. I was on this line, Minister Burns, that hosts the segment on Saturday, and her husband. We were on the line New Year's Day 2013 while people with their family. And don't get me wrong, I know we all have lives. We all have lives. But this is my life. This is my life. And I tell my grandchildren and my niece, Holly, I'm on the broadcast at 1 o'clock. I rearrange my schedule and their schedule to accommodate this broadcast. Hallelujah. Not because I'm great, not because I'm this, that, and the other, but this is an assignment that God gave me, and I take it seriously. I take it seriously. When I can't get on this, I went to a funeral yesterday, and Sister Ruby made the switch and opened up the lines, and we had a speaker. I didn't have nobody scheduled today, and I didn't have nothing. But I said, Lord, what would you like to say today? Not what I want to say, because I could say something at any time. But, Lord, what are you trying to say to your people? God is trying to get us ready, people. He's trying to get us ready. There's a harvest out here. The Bible says the harvest is ripe. But where are the laborers? We're laboring for things. And all we got to do is look at Matthew 6:25. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. 6:33, and all his righteousness. And he said, all these things are given, people. Things are promised. God has to honor his word. He has to keep his promises. But we must do something to warrant him keeping his promises, for him staying true. He's not just going to bless us because he's good like that. He wants us to dedicate our lives. Hallelujah. I signed up with 5 links a year ago this month and brought 2 people in, and it didn't work. And I said, well, Lord, I told the Lord a couple of weeks ago, I said, you told me I was going to be an SVP. When is it going to happen? And he said, it's not time. It's not time. He said, but guess what? Anytime God gives you a vision, anytime God makes you a promise, it may not come in your time, but it's going to come in God's time. Rebecca said, write the vision. Write the vision. Do the vision. See, we want things to happen overnight. It don't happen overnight. How Ezekiel, hallelujah, was granted 15 more years added on to his life. Because guess what? He told God, Lord, I'm not through. I still got a work to do. And because of his commitment and because his ways pleased God, God told the prophet, go back and tell him he got 15 more years. Ah! is God going to give you any more time? What are you putting before God? I don't put nothing before God. My mama will tell you, she said, hey, Adrian, you need to do this. I don't put nothing before God. Because guess what? He's the greatest employer. He's the greatest banker. Woo, God. God is a banker. He's a banker. Hallelujah. Because when you got favor with God, you don't need no money. Ooh, all you need is favor. Favor gets you where you're trying to go. But we won't put God first. God want to be first in our lives. He's telling us, put me first. Take me off the refrigerator. Take me off the mantle. Take me off the wall where y'all got the 12 disciples in the Lord's Supper. He said, take, I ain't on no wall. I'm a real live God. I answer prayers. Ah, so Sister Albertine, I know God gave you that word because he gave it to me. And I said, when, Lord? When is it going to happen? And he just proved himself last week. He just proved himself to me. He said, I told you to go get the call. And he said, the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And it added no sorrow. Hallelujah. He didn't add no sorrow. But before I did that, Sister Ruby, Sister Albertine had already told me. She said, I see you would have called debt free. Didn't you tell me that, Sister Albertine?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
He told me that the week before God paid the thing off. Okay? Gotta keep his word, baby. Gotta keep his word. But again, I ain't serving him for the fishes and the loaves. I love nice things. Oh, but I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. And if I have to sleep in a car, I love him. Because I know one thing, he going to have his guardian angels surrounding me. They're going to protect me and they're going to keep me. Amen. Ooh, God, I see Sister Doris. I'm going to let her make her announcement. Hallelujah, that's Sister Doris. I think I covered everybody that's still on the line. Bless you, Sister Albertine. I received that
God
word.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you. We'll talk this evening after. I have some more stuff to tell you, but we'll talk later.
Sister Evangelist
Doris,
God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Mm.
Yes, it was really awesome to listen to everything and Sister Albertine talking about the uncommon favor. It's really important for us as Christians to just trust in the Lord.
Mm.
His uncommon favor can take us from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, I'm in 5 links, but I found out a long time ago that I have to seek God first. And
mm-hmm.
I don't have to run around building anything, doing anything. And so I know he has been connecting me with people that I didn't even go out looking for. So as long as you serve him and you trust in him, the uncommon favor will locate you. He will send the divine helpers for everything you need to do. So I just continue to pray and encourage everybody around me that to trust in God and put him first in all things that we do, that everything we are seeking will be added on to us. Thank you very much. And I'm very happy for the prophecy about your sister. I can't wait. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go on with you have an announcement?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Saturday, I have a prayer event for entrepreneurs. So like I said, I really believe in putting God first. That's what I do. And I realize that a lot of people are discouraged. They don't have enough faith to believe that God can do everything for them, you know. And so my mission, I feel it's been on my heart. I've been planning this for a long time, and I just decided to do it. And I try to do it one way or the other, but God just spoke, and it just instantly, it's coming together. So I invited people to come together to pray and to dedicate all that we want to be, our businesses. God is business. So that's the name of the title of the event. God is business. So we have to put God first, and we have to just surrender all that we are onto the cross and see what He will do for us, and be strong. And I believe the children of God must eat of the fruit of the land.
Yes.
But, you know, we have to definitely take the things of God seriously. And it's okay for us to have wealth, because if we have wealth, we'll be able to be a blessing to many. But
that's
definitely be running around trying to build wealth on our own understanding. We've got to come together and pray for uncommon favor, for breakthrough, for divine connections, and all whatnot. So Dr. Lakita Long, who is a well-renowned speaker, minister of the gospel, singer, she has produced CDs and written about 5 books. God showed her to me that that's my guest speaker. And I called her and she said, let's do it. So we have a lot of people coming, and I'm just looking forward. Everyone is invited on this line. You are welcome to it. It's in Fairfield, 1339 Oliver Road, Texas, Travis West. The other side is the mall, Fairfield Mall, the other way west on Travis is Oliver Road. So any more information, I'm sure Evangelist Bernard will give anyone my number if they require it. Thank you so much for giving me a moment to invite the children of God to come together for prayers. Amen.
All right, give them your number, your contact number for the event. And that is this Saturday, am I correct?
Yes, Saturday at 10 a.m., 10 to 1.
10 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. So
yes.
Give them that contact number.
Okay, 707-384-3351. 707-384-3351.
Amen,
thank you, and God bless everyone.
If you're able to go and you live in the Fairfield area, the Stockton, Sacramento, surrounding areas, go out and be a support, and you will be blessed.
Yes.
To those of you that are entrepreneurs, or you aspiring to be one, do so. It will certainly be a blessing. Evangelist Doris is she's a senior vice president with 5 Links. So she certainly knows how to show hospitality, and she certainly knows how to give you pointers and direct you in the area that you need to accomplish what you need done with that particular business, and I'm sure with any other businesses that you all have. Amen. So God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Thank you, Evangelist. It's funny how we are not even going to be talking about 5 Links. This is strictly for God.
Okay.
Nobody will hear anything about 5 Links. We're just going to come in the presence of God and just surrender and worship. And he knows exactly who we are and what we need. So we're not going to do no 5 Links presentation. All about God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Doris. Has been faithful listener of this broadcast, and we love her and appreciate her and her husband and everything that they have done to support this ministry also. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Amen. God bless you, too.
See if I could get out. I'm dealing with my granddaughter's graduation, so we got a lot of things we have to get done within she graduates. Her birthday is Friday. Her birthday is Thursday, next Thursday, the 23rd, and her graduation is the 24th, and this is my last granddaughter. I only have one left, and that's a grandson. So I have seen 4 girls, my niece and my 3 granddaughters, and I'm just so very proud of her. She's the baby girl. So I was telling my grandson, I got one more to go. Then I'll be able to be in full-time ministry. I have done what the Lord has required of me as far as raising these kids. And they think they're happy, but they don't know how grateful. Woo! They don't know how much I'm rejoicing. Amen. But I give God all the glory for what He has done. Amen. I see Evangelist Lucilla just signed on. She done missed. You're going to have to go into the archives to hear that message. So God bless you, Evangelist Lucilla. Evangelist Brusilla. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to sign on off. We're getting off a little early. Some of them come on late. They think we're going to be on here for 2 hours. But I got news for you. After God has spoken, that's it. We won't be prolonging anything. Amen. So we're going to go back, and I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to have a word.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just been a blessing that Jesus Christ would come in and give us a special word, rhema from on high. And it's just exciting to know that you have favor. Oh, Lord. Evangelist Bernard, you know, she preaches. She preaches and teaches, and when it comes over, it's over. But we thank the Lord that it's a rhema word from heaven and that it bless all our soul. And I think for me, the favor of God is so awesome in all of my life. But for me, the word came is to check myself. To make sure that I'm living the way the Bible say live, so that I so nothing will hinder me, and I'm always praying before I pray. I always ask the Lord repent, because you don't know whether you've done something, you knowing or unknowing. So I just thank Jesus Christ for sending us that word, and everybody's on the line been so wonderful and faithful, and he's not a God that he have respect a person. He has it for all of us, but he has a requirement that we must live the way the Bible state lives. So pray my strength in the Lord. And like I told Evangelist, she said, oh, I thank you for being here. I said, I'm like that when they carry the ark and they found the places, God, where he was blessed over 20 years with that ark and the word of God come out of his saints. I'm excited and I'm blessed. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I certainly want to tell you all also, so remember, I need everybody to be praying for Evangelist Earlene Cummings out of Los Angeles. That's our friend, and she's a supporter of this ministry, and she's been in the hospital. I don't know if she's home yet, but she had walking pneumonia. So I want you all to lift up Evangelist Cummings, and even Evangelist Sharon Phillips. I want you all to pray for her also. Amen. She texted me and said she had some complications, had to go to the hospital this morning. Continue to pray for the bereaved families. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Albertine, and I'm going to ask her to lift up a word of prayer for Evangelist Cummings and Evangelist Sharon, and then to dismiss us with the word of prayer. Amen. Are you able to
Amen,
pray?
Prophetess. I'm going to come. I'm going to walk out of this building that I am in so that I can do that.
Ah, glory to God.
Well, Father God, I ask you in Jesus' name to just cover Evangelist Cummings.
Yes, God.
Walking pneumonia is nothing for you. Nothing's too hard for God. God rolls us up. God says all things. God makes a way where there is no way. I declared right now in Jesus' name that she's going to come home, and she's going to be fine. He's going to remove that ammonia from her body. The devil's a liar, and I bind that in the name of Jesus to be removed right now. Father God, I ask you to continue to bless this ministry, to continue to bless the listeners, to continue to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we just cannot contain. We cannot contain. Father God, I ask you to just move through our lives. Let it be testimonies. Let us come and have testimonies, great testimonies of how you have moved in our lives and the things that you have done in our lives. Let it continue to be prophecy, with prophecy of things that happen, and let thy will be done in our lives, Father God. I ask you to continue to bless this ministry, to bless those who listen, to bless even the callers that fall off. Still bless them, Father God, because you said all things. You said you'll make a way where there is no way. And, Father God, I ask you just to continue.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She dropped off, but that's all right. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to bless Evangelist Sharon Phillips. God, go to Oakland, California. Go to her home right now. Touch our body, touch our mind, touch our spirit, God. Hallelujah. Any discomfort she's feeling, God, we're asking you to touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you to continue to bless each and every one of these sisters on the line. God, bless our families, God. Hallelujah. Remember the mothers, Lord God. Oh, God, remember Sister Kim, God. Oh, yes, Sister Evangelist Doris. Even bless that event on Saturday, God, taking care of your business. Hallelujah. Let us be forever mindful that your business take priority over any business. In the name of Jesus, remember our children and our grandchildren. Oh, God, remember my sister Danielle, God. Open up the prison doors, God. Remember my son, God. Continue to comfort him, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we ask him for special blessings for Sister Ruby, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Name. Hallelujah. Let us come into our home. God, we asking you to reward her. Hallelujah. Not 100-fold, but 200- and 300-fold, God.
Yes,
remember
Lord.
Sister T, God, Sister Cammy. Oh, and
yes,
Sister
Lord.
Patrice, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mother
thank
Taylor,
you,
Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Albertine, God, remember Apostle Johnson.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God, and tomorrow, God, all Prophet
yes,
Michael
Lord,
Davis is going
yes,
to be
Lord.
Ministering on tomorrow.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank
asking
you.
Asking you to anoint him, God. Give him a rhema word for your people, God. Oh, God, in this citywide crusade,
yes.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes,
God,
you.
We want you to overtake us, God. We want souls to come in. We want souls to repent. We want to hear some praise reports.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
I did that thing. God did
yes,
that
yes,
thing.
Yes,
I got
yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister
yes,
Albertine,
thank
our
you,
business,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
Hair
God.
Balls,
thank
down
you,
in Woodland Hills, God.
Yes,
remember.
Hallelujah.
Amen today, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless our
hallelujah.
Business,
hallelujah.
God. Bless
thank
our
you,
children,
Father.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For ships that they need to continue yes. their college education.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank
remember
you,
my
Father.
Niece, God. And she get a certificate, and she complete
yes.
this culinary arts, God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
The desires that she has to open
yes,
up a
Lord.
Business, God. Hallelujah, make ways for her. Give her catering events, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Father.
We
hallelujah.
Thank you for your favor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we ask you
hallelujah.
To do a new
hallelujah.
Thing, God.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Give
yes,
us a
Jesus.
New song,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
A new
yes,
vision, God.
Yes,
ah, God, hallelujah. Open up a new
hallelujah.
Highway. Open
ooh,
up doors for
us,
God. Make ways for us, God. That's our finances, God.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, God, we bless you today, God. Remember those that are in prison. Remember Sister
yes,
Albertine
Lord.
Brothers, God.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank
haven't
you,
haven't forgotten about them.
Thank
ah, they're just like the three Hebrew boys.
Yes.
Ah, you in there with them, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're going to bring them out one by
yes,
one.
Lord, one by one.
We trust in you, God. We put all our confidence, all our faith in you, God. We thank you, God. Bless my granddaughter as she go to Anaheim and all those that's going on the senior trip tomorrow to Anaheim, California. Get on the bus with them, God. Shield and protect them. Let your
thank
blood
you,
cover them, Lord God.
Yes,
let them not
Lord.
Have no incidents, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Be able to enjoy their senior trip, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we
hallelujah.
Bless you, God. We give
yes,
you glory.
Lord.
And we give you praise, God.
Yes,
remember
Lord.
Mother Spates, God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
God, haven't heard from her. Hallelujah, but you know where she at. Hallelujah, bless her daughters. Bless Faith for her. Bless Hannah and Davida. Remember Ella Gates, God. Remember Sister Lucilla, God. Continue to touch her leg, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. And we
thank
give
you
glory.
Give you glory. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
remember
you,
there's going to be some glory after this.
Yes, Lord.
Remember that favor with God. It's better. It's better. It's better. It's better. It's better. It's better. Oh, I bless you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your word on today. Ah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. For
hallelujah.
Your guidance on today.
Yes, Lord.
you for your spirit on today. I thank you for the anointing that's on our lives, God. I thank you because you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, for us being the lender and not the borrower. I thank you for making us the head and not the tail. Ah, God, I bless you. I bless you today, Lord God, for you are on our side, God. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ah, bless Albertine, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the well playwrights. Hallelujah. We'll be on the big screen, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we looking for that to happen. We looking for some gospel playwrights.
Yes, Lord.
We looking for it. God promised it to you.
Hallelujah.
Make your name great. I'll bring you before kings and queens. I'll call Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, and all these folks. He said, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. I ain't calling them wicked. God know who they are. God know who he'll cause to bless you. Hallelujah. Make folks bless you. They don't even know you. They ain't never saw you in their life. Hey, God, talk to them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Didn't he do it today?
Yes.
Didn't he do it today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Didn't he give Daniel favor? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, God, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Love you. Sign in early tomorrow. We're going to put Prophet Michael Davis right on up.
Yes.
He might have a very word that'll cause you to activate your faith, that'll cause your faith to be activated where you have favor this week.
Ooh, yes, hallelujah.
The rest of this year. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this word tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We're closing on out. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
Dead
Jesus.
Oh, we just gonna have church. I know the Lord.
Yeah, so pretty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God.
About that name, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Say yes. Oh. 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 My, 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 my. God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya! Oh, my, my, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, everything, every big thing, every little thing, see another day. The
There's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So thank you, Jesus, for my life.
For my life.
It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.
God bless you. Love.